The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Now, earlier in the week, listeners will recall Sue Murphy recommending Ratchet, which is landing on our screens on Netflix today. It's an 18-part story about the character of Nurse Ratchet, the villain in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Well, Simon Tierney has been taking a closer look at this iconic character. Simon, remind us about the book, the movie, and who she is.
Yeah, so listeners will probably be most familiar, Kieran, with the 1975 movie starring Jack Nicholson. It's notable, I suppose, because it won the big five in the Oscars, including for Best Actress for Louise Fletcher as Nurse Ratchet. So who is that character? She is a psychiatric nurse in a hospital in Oregon. Ken Kesey wrote the novel that it's based on in the early 60s. He's an interesting character in the sense that he was a major figure in the kind of countercultural revolution of the 1960s. He was part of the MK Ultra program. I'm not sure if you've heard of this or come across this, Kieran.
This is the CIA thing.
This is the CIA mind control program. You can't make it up. This actually happened. This was an attempt to basically trial LSD, psychedelic drugs, other psychedelic drugs, on guinea pigs such as Ken Kesey, who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, to try and see could these be used to force confessions as a sort of form of mind control. And Ken Kesey underwent this in a psychiatric hospital. He eventually became a night clerk in that hospital, and it was there that he witnessed this kind of bizarre relationship, as he saw it, between the psychiatric patients and the psychiatric nurses, and in particular one psychiatric nurse who he based this character a few years later of Nurse Ratchet on.
Oh wow, so a real person at the root of it. Why do you think then she became such an enduring character?
It's so bizarre. Like, I was reading an old article from Rush Limbaugh, the famous American right-wing broadcaster, and in the last election cycle in 2016, he said that Hillary Clinton suffered from Nurse Ratchetism, and it just goes to show that, in a nutshell, shows the kind of the mythology of this character, that people will often label, unfairly oftentimes, women in powerful positions as a kind of a Nurse Ratchet character. And the reason for that is because
any woman in a powerful position who's also kind of severe or a bit
severe,
dour.
Cold, dour, yeah. Exactly. And I think the reason why that is because in the movie and in the novel, Louise Fletcher, she plays the character with this kind of, as Vanity Fair called it during the week, a kind of a quiet monstrosity. She is totally still and calm throughout the movie, but you can see the manipulation in her eyes, and that's what makes the character so enduring, I think. Because I rewatched the movie during the week, and I was thinking, I hadn't seen it for years, and I was thinking halfway through, I was like, why again is Nurse Ratchet considered one of the greatest screen villains of all time? And it's only as the movie goes on that you begin to feel the power of what she's doing, that she manipulates the patients on her ward. She commits Jack Nicholson's character to a lobotomy towards the end of the movie. But I think in saying that, there, even in her performance, there is, as I said, there's a quiet steeliness to it that it makes it very enjoyable. Let's have a listen to her in action.
Excuse me, miss. Do you think it might be possible to turn that music down so maybe a couple of the boys could talk?
That music is for everyone, Mr. McMurphy.
Yeah, I know, but you think we might ease it down a little bit so maybe the boys didn't have to shout? Huh?
What you probably don't realize is that we have a lot of old men on this ward who couldn't hear the music if we turned it lower. That music is all they have. Your hand is staining my window.
Mr. McMurphy,
huh?
Your medication.
What's in the horse pill?
It's just medicine. It's good for you.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea of taking something if I don't know what it is.
If Mr. McMurphy doesn't want to take his medication orally, I'm sure we can arrange that he can have it some other way. But I don't think you'd like it, Mr. McMurphy.
That is her in action. Has there been an attempt at all to see her through a more sympathetic lens at all in recent years?
Completely, yeah. There is an interesting feminist critique of this, which I think can be applied to a lot of movies in which we perceive there to be female villains. And that is, if you think this movie was made in the 1970s, the book in the 1960s, women in powerful positions in literature and on screen, Kieran, they were few and far between. And this character was a real revelation. And the one critique of it, which I think is very valid, is that perhaps she isn't the villain at all, but she is a representation of the fear that men have of women in positions of power. And when you think about other screen villains, women screen villains, it sort of makes sense. Like I was looking at an article the other day, and it was saying that, you know, Meryl Streep's character, say, in The Devil Wears Prada is one of the great screen villains. And it's an amazing performance, don't get me wrong. But again, that's a woman in a position of incredible power with a huge amount of subordinates. And how exactly are we understanding that character? Or another one is that a particular favourite of mine is Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. And I was rewatching that as well recently. And what you forget, because, you know, people thought, again, a huge amount of mythology. She's the bunny boiler. We used that phrase so much. But she was wronged very much by Michael Douglas's character. She was used by him. She was made pregnant by him and then abandoned by him. Equally, in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, people forget that, wait now, Nurse Ratched is a psychiatric nurse doing a job in the movie. Jack Nicholson's character, people very readily forget that he is in there. One of his crimes is statutory rape. But he's the hero of the movie.
He is. So, look, without doubt, we're talking about her all these years later. So she has this incredible legacy. And it's not just because of this Netflix thing. Like, since then, she's popped up in popular culture.
Oh, yeah. She's in she comes up in an episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, there you have it.
In 1999. I mean, yeah. No one can forget that. So she's a real cultural touchstone, it has to be said. It's interesting, the woman who played the character, Louise Fletcher, she said that she hasn't watched the movie since it came out because she went to a screening of it in 1975 in Chicago, and when Jack Nicholson's character pinned her up against the wall and started choking her, she said that the entire audience stood up, stomping their feet and cheering when this happened. And she finds it so painful to watch the movie ever since. But, so huge cultural touchstone.
AJ, whether she's villain or feminist anti-hero, is she the greatest of that kind?
She's one of the greatest, but not the greatest. The out-and-out, like, pure villain has to be Kathy Bates in Misery. Is such a terrific performance. But there's so many out there. I'd love to hear what the listeners think. Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman in Batman Returns is one. Glenn Close is one of the greatest, as I mentioned a few moments ago. We've got a taster of a few of them here, but we'd be interested to know if the listeners have some more ideas.
Who is she?
What is she? I don't know whether to open fire or fall in love.
You poor guys. Always confusing your pistols with your privates.
Don't hurt us, lady. Our take home's less than 300.
You're overpaid. Hit the road.
Something funny?
No. Nothing's, you know, it's just that I'm still learning about this stuff and,
This stuff? Okay, I see. You think this has nothing to do with you. You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because you're trying to tell the world that you take yourself too seriously to care about what you put on your back.
I don't know what you're up to, but I'm going to tell you it's going to stop right now.
No, it's not going to stop. It's going to go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I'm pregnant. I'm going to have our child.
Alex, that's your choice, honey. That has nothing to do with me.
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
Well, what am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I mean, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
Some of the great female villains in movie history. Give us your suggestions. 53106. Rebecca De Mornay in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. A vote already in. Simon Tierney, News Talk Zone. Thanks a million for that. Stay with us. We're going to be looking ahead to a big weekend in sport next.